So let's talk about some of the pain, because apart from any changes in the tax system, widespread briefing that we're going to get a freeze or a near freeze to in-work benefits. Mm. Do you think that the welfare system can take, should take, more of a squeeze at this point?
But Andrew, how much has welfare spending gone up in this Parliament?
That's not the question.
Well, it's a very important question.
I'll tell you the answer.
If you don't know the answer, it's £20 billion more.
It's costing us more.
The work programme has failed. Yep. Long-term employment is going up. Unless you've got a jobs and growth plan, you don't get the welfare bell down.
Let's go back to my question. Okay. Are you in favour of a squeeze on welfare?
Of course. Why I'm so frustrated. It's up by £20 billion.
So what sort of scale of freeze do you think is acceptable in the welfare system as it is at the moment?
I think the idea that you would be freezing unemployment benefits and cutting tax credits and child benefit for people in the middle while giving a tax cut for millionaires with £3 billion is a question of choices and priorities.
But you just said that you are in favour of squeezing the welfare benefits. So my question is where and how?
Get people back to work.
Yeah, but that's not squeezing the welfare.
Of course it is, Andrew. That is
an important effect on the welfare bill, but I'm asking you about the welfare bill itself and acting directly on it.
The welfare bill is up because inflation was up and long-term unemployment is up. And unless you get people back to work, the work programme's failing. And he's cutting taxes at the top. And then he says, George Osborne, I'm going to hit people at the bottom. And you're saying to me, he's in a deep hole, here's a shovel, why don't you dig too? I'm not going to dig our way to unfairness and economic failure. That is perverse.
But people don't understand where you're going to dig your way to or how you're going to dig anywhere because you won't give people the detail for the cuts that...
Use the 4G mobile phone money to build 100,000 homes. Repeat the bank bonus tax, get every young person back to work and say, there's no choice, you've got to go to work and here are the jobs. The work programme should be a work guarantee to get people into work. It's costing billions and billions more because Osborne's plan is failing.
You should ask him the difficult questions about this. You know the trouble that a lot of the banks are in and you know that just simply squeezing them more and more isn't a long-term option.
Look, I know that the banks could afford a bank bonus tax. The country needs a youth jobs programme. Repeating the high youth unemployment of the 1980s is perverse. Right. Look, I'm afraid there's no growth. Borrowing's up. Ask George Osborne the difficult questions, Andrew. Ask him the difficult questions.
Maybe he'll be better at giving me some of the answers than you.